Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned in to the Iceman Show. I'm your host, the Iceman. More bounce to the ounce than I say what counts. Don't nobody, and I said nobody, go home to the fat man fucks. What's happening, chocolate people? What's going on with ya? You're tuned in to the Iceman Show. We are doing a triple cast today. We're trying something new. We're on Facebook Live. Well, we got to get back on Facebook Live. They just kicked us off because I had some Jesse Johnson in the intro. And because of that, they stopped it. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Brown Sausage, thank you, bruh. Yeah, appreciate the donation, brother. Love you, man. Hey, and I got your email. I'm going to read. I'm going to process it because there was a lot of good information in it. And then I'm going to send you a reply next week, okay? Cool, brother. Cool in the game. Cool in the game. Yeah, we're getting some good game, man. We're getting some good information on here on the Iceman Show. The Players Circle. This is the fourth broadcast of the Players Circle podcast, presented and produced by the Iceman himself, the Iceman, host of the Iceman Show. So we are definitely glad that you joined us here on this platform, and I'd like to say that we are like to welcome all of our platforms, Blog Talk Radio. If you're in the house, say hey. If you want to be on the air on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you press, I believe, option 2. So if you already have the call-in number, go ahead and call in. You can be on all platforms. If you have the technology at home, you can be on all, actually you can be on all three if you got multiple machines. So let's go ahead and get that popping off, ladies and gentlemen, because this is how we're going to do it today. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to go back and replay everything, and if it looks like we got some things popping off, I definitely will do this again. I know optically it may be a little bit getting used to, but if we can touch more people with the message, doesn't matter how goofy we may look, it's the message that we want to get out there, right? So welcome to the Iceman Show. If this is the Saturday, more loose version of the Iceman Show, but this is actually the Players Circle. And what we do on the Players Circle, if you haven't tuned in before on our other three episodes, well, what we do on the Players Circle, we discuss all things dating. We talk about everything from the male point of view, the female point of view, and then we try to meet at points in the middle and see if we can get some game out here so players could be on top of their game and doing things the right way. Because, you know, we can't live without the ladies, and the ladies can't live without us. So we definitely don't want to promote people living by themselves, thinking that they can, that socially that is, you know, the move to, you know, live by yourself and just live vicariously through other people. That's not a life. That's an existence. So what we want to do here on the Iceman Show, on the Player Circle, is educate but entertain. So what I do is edutainment. So if you're not used to that kind of format, we want you to sit back, chill out, maybe get you, if you living back east and it's a little cool, a little chilly, get you a little hot chocolate popping off, put some marshmallows in there, kick back. Maybe you might want to sneak a little shot of brandy. You may want to even pull yourself a little Jameson and on the rocks, just take it straight to the head, like some folks like to do. Maybe they've had a hard week and they need to chill, or they just want a nice back rub, or to be able to put on some great music, like some Luther or whatever the case may be, whatever makes your boat float, and just, you know, be able to totally relax. And we don't oftentimes get that chance to do that. So we're going to talk about all things dating and how you could be a better dater, whether you're a lady or a gentleman. What matters is that we all get educated and we get the information that we need and desire. So those of you who have the call-in number, you can call in to Blog Talk Radio. I'm not going to put it out over the air. There is a donation threshold for individuals who donate. So folks who just want to lay back in the cut and don't want to be involved, that's fine. But, you know, you won't get those, you won't receive those benefits of being able to call in and hear your voice on the Player Circle. The Player Circle, first of its kind here on Iceman Radio, the Iceman Show. I'm your host, the Iceman. So, kick back, get you a little shot of Hennessy or whatever. You know, some folks like to get their smoke on, and ain't nothing wrong with that, you know, getting your smoke on. You do what is comfortable for you. But everybody's got something they want to lean with, and it's all good. It's all good. If it help you lean real good, then that's what you want to have, ain't you? You digs? That's how we're going to do it. That's how we're going to do it. That's how we did it. That's how we did it. So do it, dude. Can you dig it? I'd like to welcome you to Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and also Blog Talk Radio /blogtalkradio.com/ The Iceman Show. We're doing a triple cast, the first of its kind, across multiple platforms. And we're just trying to get a sense of what is good for the people and what the people will enjoy and what draws them to the Iceman Show. So that's what we're doing today, Saturday, October 27th, last couple of days of October 2018. Yes, we are running up on Christmas. Some of y'all will be going out next month acting very, very retarded, knocking over folks and hitting folks in the head at Walmart, trampling people. Then Walmart don't want to pay the settlement. Somebody lost a loved one because some hood rat couldn't wait to get her hands on an Emerson flat screen TV. But that's what we have out here, fellas. And that leads us to our question, why American women are so disloyal and dishonest. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that could be a four-hour show in and of itself. Well, we're not going to spend that much time beating up on women, because I think it's obvious if you listen to my show, we give credit where credit is due. And, you know, if the fellas are not doing what they're supposed to do, then we're going to get on them too. Yeah, producer for real? Yeah, that's right, brother. I got the NPC. Oh, it's a beast, brother. It's a beast. Now, to my YouTube folks, did any of you guys, did I send you the call-in number for the Blog Talk Radio Show? If I did, you can also call in. So if you got a headphone set and, you know, you got a mic on it, you know, you can be on the air, but you could also see a number on the platform, because you can listen to us via the internet. You don't have to call in to listen to the Iceman Show over the blogtalkradio.com/ The Iceman Show format. So that's what's popping. You digs? Why are American women so dishonest and disloyal? Well, brothers, I tell you. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you. Man, we're going to be here all goddamn night. Because I could tell you about 50,000 things about why American women are so disloyal and dishonest. And, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I introduce to you Sneaky Pete. Look at here, man. Look at him. This Sneaky Pete. Look at here, man. Look at here. Look. Young blood. Listen to me now. Now, I know a lot of you young bloods, you don't like to listen to the OGs like me. But look here. You got to listen to me, man. Because when an old nigga like me tell you, and I point at you like that, say, all right, man. When I say, all right, man, so you're going to get fucked up. Mm-hmm. You're going to get fucked up. Oh, you're going to get fucked up. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I'm going to tell you, man, I'm going to be right there staring your eyes, boy. Mm-hmm. And as I look at you and stare at you, boy, I see the soul creep out your body, boy. That's right. Ain't that right, Pookie? Sorry, y'all. I'm just a little upset right now. Yeah, I'm a little upset right now, y'all. Somebody saw in the joint, you dig? I ain't letting violate me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't let nobody violate me. Black motherfuckers. I ain't let nobody violate me. I'm Sneaky Pete. I violate. I don't be the violated. Now, I done told you, boy. I done told you. I ain't gonna tell you no more. Cause Sneaky Pete, I don't tell nothing to nobody more than once. And when I tell it to you, boy, you better get it up in your head, boy, in your noggin. You're going to get it in your head, boy. That's right. Because ass will cost you, boy. Cost you in the daytime. It cost you at night. Hell, boy, it cost you at midnight, boy. So I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you. When I point at you, boy, and I tell you. All right, man. When I say, all right, man, nigga, you gonna get fucked up. I hope you get hit. Bang. My big old, you hear me, boy? I'm told you, boy, I wash my hands of y'all. Me and Ezekiel, when we went down yonder and we came to get your little ass, boy, I tell you, we came and got you, boy. We took you on down yonder. I tell you, we all be free if it wasn't for Ezekiel. I tell you, boy. Some good tail out there, boy. Oh, yeah, some good tender tail out there. Mm-hmm. Not tender, boy. Tender. No, boy, more tender than that, boy. Tender. Just tender tail. So much tender tail out there, boy. But you ain't supposed to tell all the tale, boy. I'm gonna tell you. You gotta leave some of that good hot tale for somebody else. I don't want to tell you it again, boy. Because me and Ezekiel will leave you next time, boy. And I'm gonna tell you it right now, boy. You want to know why American women so disloyal, so dishonest? Because all of them got out. I ain't even going to say it here on the air. But some of y'all some nasty niggas. Boy, lay here. The reason why American women are so disloyal. Nasty asses all got a goddamn yeast infection. Nasty hells. Just nasty and stinging. Nasty stinking individuals. Now, understands me. Now, I ain't finna tell you nothing you can't use, boy. I'm going to tell you something, boy. Hey, let's do it. Look, just like Julie, boy. Now, listen to me, boy. I'm going to tell you. I ain't going to tell you no more. I'm going to tell you something my daddy told me, boy. My daddy. He called me. I was outside playing. I was playing with my toys, boy. And he called me in and he said, boy, let me tell you something, boy. Set your ass down. He said, boy, I'm going to tell you something that's so important, boy. It's going to change your life. And he said, boy, I said, daddy. He said, boy, I said, daddy. He said, boy, I said, daddy. He said, boy. And they looked at me crazy. He said, boy, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say in the first place, you dumb motherfucker. But I told you what my daddy told me, boy. I ain't told nobody else, boy. I told you because you helped me run the numbers, boy. That's why I let you. I tell you stuff, boy. Normally, I wouldn't tell you, little black ass, nothing, boy. But let here. Because I'm Sneaky Pete. I got a big old chew. Look, baby. See your fine ass out there, boy. So look good, girl. Oh, sorry about that, boy. Sorry about that, boy. I'm sorry. I know you're my firstborn. Shut up, boy. I'm going to tell you something, boy. I'm going to tell you what my daddy told me. Tell you what my uncle told me too. He told me, boy, all them women's out there, boy, they're nasty. All of them got a nasty stank ass, every last one of them. Stank asses. And I'm going to tell you something, boy. Is that the kind of ass you want, boy? That ass ain't so tender, boy. But it ain't tender tail right there. That's infected tail. She probably taking that tetracycline type of stuff. How'd I know, boy? I had something wrong with my big toe nigga. Shut up. It ain't had nothing to do with no butter. I'm going to tell you something, boy. I know I've been on this phone a long time, and I said I was going to tell you something, boy. But I'm going to tell you like my daddy told me, boy. I'm going to tell you something like my uncle told me too, boy. We was down there fishing in the creek. Oh, yes, it was. Shamalabagash. Shandalala shandanda. Make me want to speak tongues, boy, so much. Black, greasy niggas out there. But we was soul power, soul power, soul power. And we was out there catching them little fishes. Cause there's little fishes in there, boy. You want me to get some of them frogs? I don't like no goddamn frog, boy. Let me tell me something. I ain't no crawfish either. Just look just like Jimmy Lee, boy. Let me tell you something, boy. Tail is good. Oh, yeah, it's good. Ah, so good. I get it every day, boy. But I tell you something, boy. When you get up to my age, boy, you want the tender tail, not the fossilized tail, like the women my age, boy, around Sneaky Pete's age. Tired of retirement home ass. I want some tender tail. I want some of that, I don't know, hell. Some of that disloyal and dishonest tail. That's the best tail out there, ain't it, ladies? Because that's what you got, huh? Mm-hmm. That's what you got. Ain't that right, baby? Yes. Stop smiling. Now, look at him. I'm going to confess to you today that here's Sneaky Pete. I confess today that I'm going to keep it gangster from now on. Oh, yeah, I ain't. No more tricks, lady. No more tricks, ladies. I'm telling you right now, Sneaky Pete ain't playing with you no more. That's right, baby. I'm going straight. Damn right, baby. Don't make me cry now. I got dry eyes, but I can still cry. Oh, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Girl, you done got to me. Don't make me cry. I'm going to tell you something, lady. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't no man loved you. Ain't no man caressed you. Like the Iceman. That's right, baby. That's right, you tell him. The Iceman kicks it back, kicks it gangster. I mean Russian gangster. Just gangster. That's all I had to say to you, boy. If you don't hear nothing from me tonight, boy. If you ain't heard nothing I said tonight, and I said a whole lot. Boy, listen here. Look here. Boy, love costs you something. Oh, it ain't nothing, boy, but you get that child support put on you, boy. Put that alimony on your ass, boy. Look here. Talking about love don't cost you nothing, goddammit. Shit, cost me $2,500 a month. Shit. Motherfucking bitch. I'm going to tell you something, boy. I fuck around be on this phone long time. I don't want to be on this phone. Get me cussing about that woman. Took all my poker money. Ain't got nothing left. I'm a VA check, but that's from a white girl. I got to have something now. To happen something called your great uncle Ezekiel. He told me, boy, I won't pass it on to you. He said, boy, tell as much tail as you can. Because you don't know when he going to go. He said, tell up all the tender tail you can, boy. Even if it's dishonest and disloyal. Because you know what I call disloyal and dishonest ass, boy. You know what I call it? Ho. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Ain't nothing else. Could you be? You don't part your cheeks for everybody. But look at here, boy. I don't want to be on phone too long. I know, boy. I don't tell nobody I'm your daddy, boy. Tell them. Sneaky Pete was hollering at you. I done told you a lot, boy, because you're my firstborn, boy. You're from my firstborn.
want to cry, boy. You made me a daddy.
Let me tell you something, boy. You keep your head up, boy. And you tear up as much tender tail as you can, boy. Don't you lie to yourself. Don't you lie to yourself. Don't you lie to your neck, boy. Tear that tail up. Because that's what it's for. To be tore up. Now, I know a lot of these little punk-ass motherfuckers that listen to my show, I don't think they abide by what I say. Yeah, Degs. I don't think they abide by my goddamn rules. And nigga, in this house, the Iceman house, the Iceman family headquarters. Boy, look at him. Ain't no funny business in him. Your dicks. It's only player shit that go on in here, baby. You better ask somebody. And if you can't ask nobody, do sign language. Your dicks. Now look here, boy. I'm going to say this and I'm going to get out of here. Boy, you get out there. And you meet these disloyal, dishonest women's. Boy, look at here. Don't you turn around. Look at them, boy, because they turn you to stone, boy. Oh, they tear you up, boy. Don't you let them do it to you. You resist the temptation. You tell the ladies. You tell them sexy ladies. You tell them. Baby, I can't touch you because you ain't about shit. And if they can't understand what that means, my son, turn your black ass around and you go in the opposite direction because that them bitches is trouble. Yeah, digs. So if you don't learn nothing, boy, if you don't learn nothing today, you're going to learn something today, boy, because I'm trying to teach you something, boy. Life ain't easy, especially wasn't for me in the fittest. Boy, we had to steal to eat, boy. And I still ain't ate enough. And it's 70 years later. So I'm going to leave you with this, boy. If the sunshine and the morning time, sunset on your ass, boy. Let me tell you something. You above ground, boy. You remember that. You take that and you roll that up and you smoke it. You inhale, boy. Not that slick willy time I eat on inhale. I say that's a bunch of hooey, boy. I say didn't inhale my ass. Oh, hell. Not hell, no. Everybody can't resist the power of the chronic. Yeah, Diggs. So I know damn well he inhale and exhale. Otherwise, he went to hell. So I'm going to tell you something, boy. Before we leave, boy, Sneaky Pete love you. And he wants you to do all right with these women's. But you got to understand something, boy. These women's out there, boy. 80% trash, 20%. Oh, they right. So, boy, the 20%, they already taken. So you getting sloppy seconds. So what you got to do, boy, you got to play the numbers. Nah, not the kind of numbers I let you play when you're a little boy, boy. I was gambling. I was illegal. We can't talk about this over the landline, boy. They might be bugging my goddamn phone. But I won't leave you with these words, boy. Life ain't fair. Life ain't fair. All you can ask for in this life is to close your eyes and hitting up your booty hole, boy. Don't let nobody fuck you when you're dead. Shit ain't nothing. Now go in peace, you little punk. Now this is Sneaky Peter. I'm telling y'all something. I just got to talk to my firstborn, boy. And I told that boy, you heard me tell that boy. I told him, I said, boy, go yonder. I don't know if he listened to me, boy, but I hope you listen to me now. I want you to know. Loves you, and I need you. You go out there and you fight this Lord, this honest bitches. Don't you let them roll up on you, boy. Farewell. Farewell. What we talking about, ladies and gentlemen, what we talking about, this is $10 Tuesday, I mean Saturday, $10 donations for my 501c3 nonprofit corporation. I fundraise every Saturday. It's coming up on Christmas season, so I do a fundraiser for that, and the $10 is going toward that. So please go to asktheiceman.com if you want to support the show. Go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button, and it will take you to PayPal, and you can do what they ask you to do, and you can donate today. We try to raise $100 every Saturday, so we're about 30 minutes in, 40, almost 45 minutes in, so we're going to have to get up. You have to get it going. I know some folks already donated through recurring donations, and also some guys just, you know, because they're gangster like that, they walk in the door donating, like my man Triple T Kill, who's definitely a dear sponsor of the show, and more bounce to the ounce to him, and more bounce to the ounce to all of you. Listening to the Player Circle. Sneaky Pete came by to give us some game. I hope you guys listened to what he had to say, because he had a lot of good stuff to say. You may not agree with it, but it might be an old-fashioned, but ladies and gentlemen, we can't have everything we want, now can we? No, we cannot. But what we can do is we can learn from each other. We can talk about what is not working and what is working, and try to find some way to meet in the middle. You tuned in to the Player Circle podcast, Saturday, October 27th, 2018. I'm here in the very wet Northwest. It is raining. It has been raining for the past day and a half. It only let up for a little while, so I guess the Northwest rains have began to do its thing. And okay, well, you know, we got to take the good with the bad. We got to do what we got to do, right? So those of you who have the call-in number for Blog Talk Radio, you can call in and be on the air. If you have the call-in, the call-in number, you can call in over the, you can call in and be right here on our platform, not just mine, but ours. The Player Circle podcast presented by the Iceman Show. You know, America is a very cutthroat place. But what makes it dangerous socially is the whole attitude, cavalier attitude, I might say, toward feminism and the women who subscribe to it. And nobody wants to go there. But here on the Player Circle, and presented by the Iceman Show, and even on the Iceman Show podcast that is weekly, we talk about that on his show. And that issue of competitiveness, and some people, based on what advantage, whatever advantages they think they have, they may call themselves privileged over other people. And they may have the mindset that they don't have to wait in line like everybody else. They are better than everybody else. And unfortunately, you can't do anything about that. You have to deal with those people like you got to deal with everybody. But what American women do is they take it too far. Okay? I understand that there's varying levels of insecurity with women. But what women don't understand is that the more you spend time not building character, the longer it's going to be that you're going to be single. Now, I can't put that into a quantifiable equation, linear equation, but what I can do is put those things out here on the table. And we try to deal with them because they're what we call socially dysfunctional in mental health. That's what we call it. And you can't, the problem with a lot of you women is you're delusional. There's cognitive dissonance there. A lot of you grow up in these really, you know, emotionally deficient homes. And everything, you know, ever since you were a toddler, you know, everything's been about you. Okay? The mother's not doing right by you and making sure you got day-to-day nurturing and help with school and stuff like that. That's somebody else's job. What she did was made sure she gave you the biggest birthday that ever was. You know, like that's going to replace the fact that she's never there or she's disengaged when she is there. Kid can pick up on it. You digs? This kind of stuff creates a monster. And the monster is a feminist, self-absorbed narcissist who is full of not just pissing vinegar, but they're grandiose and they are, did I say delusional already? They're delusional. They're narcissistic. But they're grandiose and everything's about them. Me, 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 me. The longer you do that, because that's a sign of your emotional development being stymied at some point. The longer you act like that, the longer you will be single, other side of your life, when you really want to be with somebody. Because it ain't no joke to be a 50-year-old person out here trying to date. It's even worse for a woman. Okay? Because you want to have sex and you want to have a relationship, but most of these guys your age don't really want that. They done been burned so many times, they don't want that. Plus, they don't want to be, you know, taking care of somebody financially, you know. And let's face it, a lot of these women out here, you know, they may not make that much. Their job might not pay that much. So they're looking for somebody's coattail to ride off on, you know, the rest of their life. Which is not entirely bad. That's really not bad, good or bad, because that's what a woman is supposed to do. She's supposed to look for another man to upgrade her and take care of her. But the problem is these women want somebody to take care of them, but at the same time, they want to be able to tell the guy how to take care of them. And I'm like, you know, don't be an idiot. But the problem is a lot of these simps and a lot of these, well, I ain't going to say tricks because tricks don't hang around that long. But a lot of these simps, they want these women to think that, you know, they got access to their money. And they probably don't. But that guy is still, to a certain degree, you know, getting pimped financially by this woman. Because that's the only reason why she's dealing with him anyway. So, ladies, you come out of these hood rat situations where women, all the women you know, are a bunch of slick ass hoes. You never know Uncle So and So hanging around. None of your cousins got husbands. None of your aunts got any husband. Your grandmama don't have no husband. Everybody's a baby mama. Have you ever seen generations of this shit? And a lot of us guys are picking wives out of these goddamn pools of women. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, man. Black women, it's embarrassing. Yeah, this is ugly. It's very ugly. But it's our fault. It's everybody's fault. It ain't just black women's fault. It's everybody's fault. Everybody shares the blame in this. Everybody deserves to be treated as a person of blame. Because, yeah, while ideologically speaking, black women didn't have to, you know, go for welfare in exchange for kicking their men out the house so they can get it. It wasn't that simple. It was much more complex than that. But we do know the outcome, and the outcome was not good, and it has caused three generations of hood rats. Anybody that sits there and, in my opinion, not decree this kind of lifestyle is actually showing their support for it. That's why whenever I've messed around with hood rats, I made sure it was an in and out thing. Stick and move, stick and move. Wasn't going to be no, you know, hey, I want you for a relationship type situation, although a lot of them were trying to look for that. And I'm like, hey, I ain't trying to have no hood rat for no girlfriend. You ain't going to be stealing from me when you come over my house. I got nice stuff. Some of these hood rats, they ain't got nothing. They be my age. They be young. They be, you know, 10, 15 years younger than me, and they still ain't got nothing. Just a hoe. And just be trying to find a old nigga that's going to buy that broken down pussy. Man, I'm a lot of things, but one thing I'm not is a dummy. I know old pussy when I see it. Old worthless pussy when I see it. Shit, man. So, yeah, I ain't finna sit around listening to that dumb shit. And neither should you. And the reason why a lot of brothers end up, you know, fucked up in the game when it comes to relationships is because a lot of you niggas just put yourselves in stupid situations. Money should never change hands when you're dating. You're getting to know that person. They don't live under your roof, so why are you giving them money? There's never a reason to give a woman money. And you don't borrow money from her. That's not a smart thing to do and end up on Judge Judy, because you know the bitch going to want her money back after she see you at Shay's Whitey with your side piece. So, you know, let's not fool each other. Let me get some more water. Hold on, y'all.
Wrong theme song.
I loaded it wrong. I didn't load my music in there. So I got to restart it. I hit the wrong interface. Need to finish this song that I wrote. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, I found all kind of real nice beats right here on the MPC. finished the lyrics to it. Tuned in to the Iceman Show, presents the Player Circle, first of its kind. We talk about dating and all things, all points in between. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to asktheiceman.com, asktheiceman.com, for information on the Iceman Show. You can also go to go there and donate. You can scroll down to the donate button so you can support the cause. We really do need your help. We always need your help. So go to asktheiceman.com and support the show with $10 today. It's a tax-deductible donation, 501c3 nonprofit. I will post the address in the messenger in the chat room. Donate button. It would be greatly appreciated. That's how you can support the show. Those of you on Facebook Live, that's where you go. YouTube, remember we're doing $100 today. Come on. We already got guys in the house that already donated. Where are those of you who are hiding in the shadows? Come on, man, $10. That way you'll get the call in for the Blog Talk Radio. Okay? Let's go ahead and get it popping. Oh, this one knocked that out. But that culture of baby mama in Bob baby being a baby mama, having, you know, illegitimate children, operating outside the confines of empowerment, you know, being lazy and, you know, pretty much being paid to be a hoe. And that's not just black women's mentality. That's all women's mentality because, you know, some old person told me, they said back when I was young, if you ran out of money, you went and got some seeds from somewhere. You stuck something in the ground or you chopped something's head off, some animal's head off, and you cured the meat and you did whatever you needed to do, and you put fresh food on the table, if nothing else. And you got people out here now that just don't even know how to feed themselves. And, you know, that's why you can't really cut them people no slack, because you have to ask yourself, what kind of lifestyle are you living where you're so vulnerable that you end up having to take a handout? That's what I want to know. That's the question of the day. You want to know the $64,000 question? That's it. why would you put yourself in that kind of position to be eating out the hand of somebody else and then blame it on black men? When I see women, black women, even up here where I'm at, going down the street, I see them pulling multiple strollers with, you know, two or three rug rats in them. Ain't nobody making them do nothing. Ain't nobody making her do nothing. You can't sit there and blame that all on her dude or dudes. She's the one that's out here throwing her pussy up in there. So, like I said, if you really want to know why there's so much dishonesty out here, it's also, and I think I might have alluded to it earlier, we live in a very unreasonably competitive society, and white supremacy drives it. You know, they can talk about capitalism. White supremacy is capitalism. We don't even have a true capitalistic society. We got some undertones, but that's it. We're leaning more toward being a socialist country than we are anything else. And it ain't because of Obama. But there's a mixture of all of those things that come together to make poison women. So if you go all the way back to the 80s, we didn't have all these poison women out here. But you have to understand with the, you know, the Democrats in the Nixon administration and the Democrats that were in the Congress and the Senate, they came up with this social policy called benign neglect. Suck blacks out of the South, settle them in the Midwest and in the Northeast, and then just suck them into tenements, which, you know, are the projects. And that's actually what it was. It was a project to see if black people could survive living like roaches. And so they ended up getting, you know, families sucked into that, generationally sucked into that. Because if you live in the projects, you're poor. According to federal guidelines, you're poor. Because if you're only paying $20 a month for rent, and you're in a 3-bedroom apartment, and it's 9 people living in there, or hardly no shelf space or anything, roaches running in and out the house, raid just don't work. You know, every morning you get up, there's dead roaches laying all over the floor. Because the roaches are in the wall. So no matter how clean you are, the people next door, the people over you, if they got roaches, them roaches going to multiply and come down to your house. That's been the way every apartment I've lived in. Oh, yeah, that's Nixon era. Senator Moynihan, which ended up being whose seat? Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton took that seat. That was his program, benign neglect. Look it up. I talk about that in the Dayton Bible, my new book, my second book. And by the way, if you don't have my first book, shame on you. This is The Game of Life According to the Iceman, Volume 1. This is my first book. You dig? This is my first book. Get it at Amazon, or you also get it at asktheiceman.com. You digs? So that's my first book right there. The Game of Life According to the Iceman, Volume 1. Get it at Amazon.com, or you can get it at asktheiceman.com. Scroll down to add to cart and then just go from there. And that when you go through that way, that means you want an autograph. So I'll autograph it and send it to you. So go to asktheiceman.com for information on that. But it's also us men set the tone for things. if we allow women to screw that process up, then what does that say about us? Okay? Because we know what matriarchy looks like, and we know how ruinous, matriarchies are. Okay. Which is why black people are going backwards economically instead of forward. Because hood rats are selfish. Hood rats only care about themselves. Hood rats don't care about the black race. Hood rats need to be done with them. Because their mind state and their the way they think is so dysfunctional to us as a whole that I'm afraid if we keep on the path that we're on, we're going to be extinct in the next 40, 50 years. And we're not, and we shouldn't be. But we got so many coons and bedwinches out here and mammies that it's hard to move forward when you got so many people moving against you. It's horrible. It's horrible, man. But we brought it on ourselves. Appreciate it, brother. Yeah, the plan was to suck black people out the South and get them to move to those areas where they needed cheap labor. Back then, we were the Mexicans. And once we got up there and the car industry really took off in the 70s and 80s, you know, that fed a lot of blacks. So they had to, you know, they wanted to change the whole system. You know, you got to understand something. Every 20 to 30 years, every industry goes through an overhaul to see if they can do it better. And they'll come up with some excuse for, you know, there to be change. And, you know, they'll give you deception and deflection and everything else. And you look around and instead of people doing the job, you know, that it took 100 people to put this X many cars together, it'll be like five robots that do the same job. You know what I'm saying? And we only need two people, you know, checking code, making sure that operationally the thing is working. That's why I keep telling black people that, you know, black people say stupid stuff like, oh, we can never cease to exist. And I'm like, yeah, you can if you ain't got no damn job. If these people are moving against you, these white supremacists are moving against you, and you can't find a job, you're going to starve. Ain't nobody going to feed your ass for free. You're either going to be parting your buck cheeks for somebody at that house, or you're going to be working, contributing to your own household or to there. And I guarantee it ain't going to be to your liking. So let's stop playing. Please stop playing. Everybody on YouTube, make sure you hit the like button. The like button on Facebook Live, hit the like button. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to be on the air, hit, I think it's option 2. So check that out. And if you got the call-in number, call in. You digs. But you know, I get fresh vegetables every Wednesday. And these are from local farmers and the food is good. When I boil, fry, whatever I do to that protein or vegetables, it's delicious. Bird's eye, I could never get it right. The Jolly Green Giant could never get it right, bruh. From fresh from the farm, Because we're up here, where, you know, this is an agricultural state. You know, believe it or not, America still, a lot of these states are agricultural states. California is one of the main ones. That's why California's got the fourth best economy in the world. A state. California, it was said that California's economy used to, when we was in a recession during the Reagan administration, shit, California is what pulled the country. A lot of output. But it changed. It changed again. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Every industry changes, and they come up with an excuse, and maybe there's some type of catastrophic situation that happens beyond our control. But it changes, just like it just changed in 08. And you got people that still don't see that these changes are to your detriment, not to your betterment. And if you're a man and you're trying to get out here and date women, how do you expect to be able to date women successfully and you don't even know the basics? You don't know the basics. And it ain't that hard. I mean, I got life coaching clients that just, some of them just don't get it right away. They like, you know, I'm totally uncomfortable around women. I'm socially awkward around women. And I'm just like, dude, you have to stop believing this person or these people are more important than you are. See, women, when they play those dine and dash games that they've tried to pull on black men for the last few years, this is a woman who already had made up in her mind she don't want no kind of relationship or sexual encounter with you. So you already know this woman ain't about nothing. So when they roll up on you and everything's about going out to dinner, going to certain restaurants, they're always picking a restaurant, okay, because I bet it's somewhere that they can't afford, but they want you to take them there and be dumb enough to, you know, spend $150 on a dinner. You got women who are dumb enough to believe that. You got especially a lot of non-black women who call themselves doing a black man a favor. Or a black man will date me. You see a lot of that up here. Ugly-ass, fat white girls are skinny, crackhead-looking white girls with brothers. Very seldom do you see them with a dime. Very seldom. It's extremely seldom. Okay? A lot of these brothers up here love Tiffany Thunder Thighs. They love Tiffany Thunder Thighs up here. Or they see Hag. Or Tales from the Crypt. The Crypt Keeper. They got a Tales from the Crypt, too. Tales from the Hood. Yeah. Tales from the Hood. Y'all remember the first one? My neighbor's kid was in that one. Yeah, they was in that one with David Allen Greer. It's like, man, I saw such and such on there. They had a cute daughter. Very glad I didn't try to. Nah, anything. Anyway, that punk ass fat nigga. Anyway, yeah, Tales from the Hood is on Netflix. That's what it's on. Cause they sent me an email. I was like, oh, shit, Tales from the Hood? I'm like, oh, yeah. See, that's what, get that good gram of California Sour Diesel, and you go ahead and get you a couple of puffs off for the movie start, and you just want to be right, you know what I'm saying? Because Tales from the Hood, you know they're going to take you to places that only a brother or a sister could take you. So if you got Netflix streaming like I do, go check that out. I'm going to check it out. Get my laugh on. Because Halloween's being celebrated today, right? Hey, all of y'all in the Facebook chat room and the YouTube chat room, Halloween is celebrated today, right? I mean, as far as parties and stuff, because I saw somebody last night in a clown suit, and I'm like, look at this motherfucker here. And he wasn't his clown costume was not that good. He looked like somebody drew on him with a Sharpie. He didn't have makeup on. He looked ridiculous. Looked like somebody had taped some, poster board type stuff that you get from Michaels and stuff like that for your school projects. It's that kind of stuff. Looked like he had that cut out and taped to his head, and I was supposed to make him a clown. I said, This ain't even $2 clown outfit. I'm like, the insane clown posse looked better than that. Oh, he was a ghetto white clown. Oh, he wasn't even homie the clown. He was like stupid ass white boy the clown. Cheap ass white dude the clown.
Homie the clown, don't mess around.
He got a few more minutes on Blog Talk Radio, so if you have the call-in number, go ahead and call in if you want, so you can be on the air. Maybe you don't want to be on the air. Remember, you hit option 2. And remember, brothers, there will be some white celebrities who are going to mistakenly dress up in blackface, and then they're going to apologize tomorrow. Be on the lookout for that. Okay? He said, Bummy the Clown. Hey, man, is that a JLJ504HD? Is that like a Chucky doll that you got on your profile on your channel? That look like one of them Lester dolls. Remember Lester? The ventriloquist doll? He used to always be on Flip Wilson's show. You might not be that old. Yeah, you might not be that old. Yeah, it used to be this brother. He'd be a ventriloquist. And he had Lester, but he used to cuss in the clubs, though. He used to open for Bill Cosby. He passed away probably about 10 years ago, 10 to 13 years ago. But his son is out there. His son is doing it. I don't know what his son's name is. But he used to be, I forgot what the brother's name was, but it was somebody in Lester. And he just got too old to do it. Because the last time I saw him was on, he was on Arsenio Hall's show the first time back in the 90s. He was kind of old back then. He looked like he was in his 70s or 80s then. That was in the 90s. And then I heard on a black radio station that he had passed away. But that his dad is, because he used to do Vegas. When he lived in L.A., he did Vegas all the time, especially in the late 70s and all through the 80s when they got a lot more friendly toward blacks up there. But he was a good comedian, man. He was funny. I wish I would have saw his adult act, because, you know, on TV he was real tame, but in the clubs he was in there cussing. Because I think my parents even said they saw him. He was working the clubs back in the late 60s, early 70s, when my parents used to go to clubs. But, yeah, that's old entertainment, man. That's the brothers and sisters back then that, you know, you had to perform for your dinner, man. See, niggas today, yeah, Willie and Lester, exactly. Yeah, you got it, JL. Willie and Lester. But I saw him when I used to go. We used to go to Vegas in the 70s. I remember seeing him at the, you know, what's this called? That stupid ass hotel. Wayne Newton used to be over there all the time. The Frontier. Yeah, before they tore that bitch down. That was a big ass hotel. We used to run through there, go up and down they damn elevators, niggas. Oh, we used to be acting like some niggas, man, because we was kids, man. We couldn't gamble, shit. We was finding other kids running all through the goddamn hotel. My parents didn't know where we were, man. oppressed somewhere gambling anyway. Then when we find them, they'd be like, I'd be like, damn, we're going to get our ass whooped. They'd be like, oh, I guess y'all found us, huh? My parents be done went somewhere eating. They be done went somewhere ate. Be done went got a couple of drinks. You know, they be done that kind of stuff. Or they be done went shopping. My mom used to probably want to go shopping. Shit, they ain't even thinking about us. They're like, well, I guess we can go eat now since we didn't find y'all little badasses. Oh, we used to have fun, man. Shit, back then you had to make your fun. But, I mean, look, fellas. It's just like what Sneaky Pete said earlier. Nothing, you got to build, in order to protect something, you got to have something to protect. The problem with black men is we feel like we ain't got nothing to protect. And that's not true. Because at the end of the day, if nothing else, you protect your honor and your dignity. Okay, I get it that most black women ain't on board. I get that. But what are you going to do to protect you? Because it ain't just them they going after. It's you. And that's what black men don't get. They think they can sidestep white supremacy, and that's not how it works. I don't know how this damn fly got in here. There must be a hole in that damn screen somewhere. Well, that's... fly been asleep all this time. And it got warm and now it's going back down. Because around this time, it's already cold outside. It's already 50-something degrees or something. Where was I? But we understand that they're not on board. We get it. Now what? We still got to protect ourselves. And that's what black men don't get. They think they can still sidestep, you know, oh, we gonna have that blue wave. Oh, we gonna flip the house blue. And oh, man, you sound like a fool. Man, black people talk that shit every year, every midterm. They like, we gonna do it. We gonna fix this shit. We gonna get this shit done. Tired of being left out of shit. And then 5 years later, 10 years later, black folks still in the same position they was in 10 years ago. Fuck out of here. It ain't about you just protecting the honor of your women and children. Protect yourself, because they coming after you. What you think, they just going to come after them and that's it? Blah, you black men, you don't know how to do nothing. You don't know how to live off the land. You don't know how to plant no seeds in the ground. I know how to do all that stuff. I don't the livestock part. I don't really know because I ain't had the practice. But the vegetable part, nigga, I can grow black eyed peas, tomatoes, all kind of stuff. I know how to grow all that. I just don't do it because I ain't in the house. Not no more. I get tired of living in houses. You know, when you first get a house, it's fun. But after a while, every 5 years, you got to paint it or get it re-stuccoed. You know, get spray that stucco ceiling on there. You know, it's something, and if that's just the outside, the gutters always need to be repaired because them birds be landing on them and the squirrels be messing them up. Then you don't go up there and get them leaves out. I done dealt with all that. I'm not looking forward to that again. You got to water the grass, got to cut the grass. You know, white folks always paying attention to your lawn. Hey, maybe you should go ahead and cut your grass today. Why don't you go fuck a duck, cracker? You don't come by my house telling me what to do. I don't come by your house telling you what to do. Just rude. Rude and evil. Then you got to sit up there and pay taxes still. Man, I got tired of that stuff. So I'm starting to, and you know, a couple of people posted some stuff here, you know, when I did the Iceman show during the week, a few shows back, broadcast back. And a guy said that, you know, buying a house in America today is probably the worst thing a black man can do. And at first I was thinking, like, well, how is that? Because if the interest rates are real low and the inventory is low, it's a seller's market. That's the way it was when I sold my second house. I caught the wave of people selling their houses for double, you know, what they paid for. They didn't really have that real equity. It was just the appreciation was going up so high, you know, out there on that side of the West Coast. And so I just got caught the wave and ended up cashing out at the right time because, you know, that house probably went up to $500,000. According to my daughter, it went up to $500,000 in value. And then it fell when 08 came around. And she said something about, you know, a couple of people had owned it after we did. So for somebody to buy that big a house and, you know, and in that neighborhood, in a brand new neighborhood, and they somebody else end up buying it from them, you know, there's some instability there with those people's finances. Because, why move buy a house and move there and only live there 2 or 3 years? That doesn't make sense. Not unless you cashing out for some big money like we did. That's the only reason we did it. And then we had other things we were trying to do. Y'all feel me? So no matter what, black men have to lead. And if women, you know, women, the reason why there's so many black women that push to go to school is because in their minds they feel they can't count on you. And in essence, that's their fault, because that's a fallacy, because sisters that got their head on straight, they still end up, and then you ain't got to be a dime. Sisters that got their head on straight always get a man that they deserve. A man that's going to take care of business. He going to bring home the bacon, but he ain't going to put his hands on it either. He ain't going to whoop her ass either. Because we're going to do a show on control. Women always say that, oh, you know, this man trying to control me. Well, you can't take a man's money and then play games and, you know, wonder why he want to, you know, keep tabs on you, know where the hell you is, where you are, and where you at. I say where you is. I mean, that kind of move, players. He might not want to do that. He might not want to do that, ladies. You might get a man that's not going to go along with the program. What you going to do then? What you won't do? Because you're going to have to do something. Because all these women ain't push. All these men ain't pushovers. They're going to be like, hey, look here, man. I ain't following no woman. I'm that way. I don't follow no woman, man. I'll tell you straight up. I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I'm an alpha male. I ain't talking about just my fraternity. You're not gonna lead me around. I lead you. I'm old school. There's no such thing as egalitarianism. You might want that, but ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as fair. Black folks know about unfairly treated. We've been knowing about that for the last almost 500 years, so we don't need any lessons on what's unfair. We know what unfair is. But what we don't understand is how to fix the problem socially between us and black women. Well, it can't be fixed until black men get their shit together. Stop running out here buck dancing and bojangling for a job and start creating your own shit. Be self-confident. Start building your self-confidence. That's what my book, The Game of Life According to the Iceman, Volume 1, that's what this book is about. That's the first chapter. Who am I? What am I? I put straight up mental health 101 in there. You ain't got no excuses, brothers. None. I gave you a template right there on what to do, how to get yourself straight. But black women are going to continue to get beat up by Asian beauty salon owners. They're going to continue to get get the brakes beat off them by Asian beauty supply store owners. They're going to this kind of stuff. We've got 90 seconds to go on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. So probably could squeeze in one call, okay? Otherwise, we're going to have to shut it down on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll just continue on Facebook Live and YouTube live stream. But we have to be honest. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to be honest about why we're not connecting. And we're not connecting because, first of all, black men haven't gotten to the point where they just have to start working with other black men. You don't have to how did that brother put it? He said, we don't have to be monolithic. We don't have to agree on everything. But when it comes to what's going on between black men and black women, we just need to be on code. And if we're on code, that means we're looking out for each other because we are black. Y'all see where I'm going with this? Y'all hear me knocking? Well, let me in, damn it. This concludes our broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. I know maybe you just wanted to listen today, but that's okay. That's all right. We can dig it anyway, right? Join our episode next week. If you have the call-in number, we're probably going to do the show at 2 p.m. next week. I think I'm gonna keep it around 2 p.m. Pacific time, but 3 o'clock today was okay because it's raining and I wasn't gonna go anywhere anyway. It's like that. It's one of those days. But that concludes our Blog Talk Radio, the Players Circle podcast on blogtalkradio.com/TheIcemanShow. That concludes that broadcast. So we're gonna end that on a good note.